The threat of war with Iraq is taking a toll on the fragile U.S. economy. Figures released today show a dramatic slowdown in the economic recovery, with gross domestic product just barely expanding, up 0.7% in the fourth quarter of last year. Economists say a lack of confidence among business people has been playing a role. Many top executives say they're hunkering down and holding off on spending and hiring out of uneasiness over the likelihood of war. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
A forklift strains to lift one of several giant spools of copper cable in the supply yard at Maverick Construction in Boston.
Those look pretty heavy.
Yeah, they are, about 16,000 pounds. That forklift will carry up to 20,000 pounds.
Michael McNally is the founder of Maverick. His company is one of the most successful and fastest growing in the city. But that doesn't mean he's not worried about how the threat of war with Iraq could affect his business and the entire economy.
Oh, I think it's impacting it. I think it's impacting the overall morale of the country and their optimistic viewpoints of where we are and where we're going. And that uncertainty and that anxious attitude is really creating a slow recovery on an economy that's already teetering.
Economists say the anemic GDP figures out today suggest that's exactly what's happening. McNally says whether it's businesses or consumers, a looming war just makes people uneasy, and it goes against human nature to go out and start spending lots of money. As a case in point, he looks across the supply yard at his fleet of construction trucks and machinery. Like many business owners, McNally says he is continuing to spend some money on equipment, but only when he has to.
If I felt more optimistic about it, I think I'd be buying more bucket trucks. And we have six on order, three of which we held off on buying, you know, in some cases where we typically would have probably pulled the trigger and bought something. You know, we'll probably lease something for a couple of months.
McNally is particularly concerned about war driving up the cost of oil and petroleum-based products. Diesel fuel for his trucks would cost more, as would the tons of PVC pipe that he lays in the ground. So McNally's actually been writing into his contracts a contingency that would allow him to charge customers more if a war drives up prices. But it's not always easy to pass along those added costs, and with the price of oil already rising, thousands of products and companies are being affected.
We supply stuff to companies that make fire extinguishers. We supply product to scoreboard manufacturers.
Jay Bender is the president of Falcon Plastics, an injection molding company in Brookings, South Dakota. His business has been struggling through the downturn, and even though sales picked up a bit this past quarter, his profits are being hurt because higher oil prices are driving up the cost of his plastic raw materials.
That's going to be a challenge, and if it does squeeze our bottom line too hard, it will have an impact on our ability to invest in capital equipment and grow our business in the future.
Bender says he's running some factories 7 days a week rather than hiring more employees or buying more equipment. Across a number of different industries, executives are holding back, in part because of war concerns. Mark Zandi is chief economist with Economy.com. He says if it weren't for the conflict with Iraq, GDP growth would be 3% instead of 0.7%.
The effect of the war on the economy is so significant that it's making the difference between an economy that's creating jobs and one that's not. And it's the difference between an economy that we all feel comfortable with and one that we're clearly disappointed with. It's the key thing.
Zandi thinks the odds are that a war in Iraq would be over quickly, and for that reason, many business people say the waiting and uncertainty preceding the war may be more damaging than war itself. But a war could drag on. Zandi says higher oil prices and an extended conflict could send the country and the global economy into recession. That possibility is putting pressure on politicians in Washington to quickly craft an effective economic stimulus package. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.